strangers meet. It's gonna be time to move on soon, thinks Mibby. He stays here at the cabin often. Sometimes his stay is interrupted by others arriving to sleep here or hang out for a few days. He has met a lot of interesting folks here. Mibs likes to stay until his food runs out. He is a 3-hour walk from home. When he gets hungry enough, he leaves. But the merple berries are getting low. He eats a couple as he counts the remaining. So good. You gotta make a face with each tart, sweet bite. The juice is like a dusty candy from another age. He has 14 berries left. He shall eat these by the end of tomorrow morning. Then he shall move on. Lightning flashes through the windows and the wind is picking up. Looks like a storm is fixing to hit. Mibby puts the rest of the driftwood on the fire to heat the place up. It's probably going to get pretty chilly overnight. At least Mibby will leave some lamp oil there for the next person who comes. It's always good to leave something for the next person if you take something that was left by an earlier traveler. The wind is really picking up now. The air feels wet with mist. Farson walks a little faster. Soon rain begins pelting down hard and relentless, thunder shaking the earth and lightning searing the sky. Miserable cold rain making his clothes adhere to him. Along the way, Farson finds a hard-barked nut apple. The only one left on the great tree, which is fixing to spring to life again and produce them anew. This one is the size of his fist. He stands under a thick branched tree for enough rain block so he can get his knife out and cut and peel away the thorny hard bark. Witches make medicine with the bark, but Farson just throws the bits on the ground until the nut apple's cleared. It has a hard, chewy, smoky taste. In its center is a soft nut with a jelly-like liquor around it. This is good stuff. He likes these fruits. By early summer, the trees are thick with them. Farson has arrived at the cabin. He sees smoke rings rising from the chimney. He eats the hard fruit a little faster as he approaches to peer in one of the windows. He sees a young man writing on a notebook by oil lamp light. Farson steps from the side of the window to finish the fruit, free from the pelting rain and free from this man seeing the fruit. No need to risk being asked to share. Farson is still really hungry. He's ignored the other game, chasing the damn spirit deer. Maybe this fellow has some grub on him. Maybe he has something else of value. Something Farson might want. Farson cleans the colored fruit juice off his fingers by holding his hands cupped together rain and then wiping them on his shirt. Farson opens the cabin door with a loud slam and yells, "Hey! Hey!" Mibby jumps up with a start, dropping his book. He looks at the wild man all soaking wet, big floppy hat on his head, camo hunting outfit, and blood and mud cake deer leather hot boots. "You startled the hell out of me," Mibby says.
"What the fuck you think you're doing, trespassing in my fishing cabin?"
Farson barks while taking his hat off to shake away the rain. His head is clean shaven. Mibby has long yellow hair braided in two tails. "I knew the people who owned this place. After they were no longer around, people here, from all over in fact, started to stay here to fish or rest on the weekends. From the rest on the travels, no one owns this place. Mibby tells the big scruffy redneck. The hunter laughs as he pops down in one of the wooden chairs.
Yeah, I was just fucking with you.
Farson's eyes fall on the myrtle berries that Mibby has on the table.
Man, I'm hungry. Mind if I have a berry?
He asks as he puts one of them into his mouth. Omro was hurrying now, feet nearly slipping out from under him on the muddy path. The soon to bud and leaf branches bending back in the intense rain. He sees the cabin ahead, beyond it, that mystic lake. The cards like frosting of snow on the top. He knocked at the door. At the knock, Mibby looks at Farson, who just shakes his head and grins as if to say,
"Hey, it's your place. I'm just a guest here."
Mib's carved stone braids click like tiny wind chimes when he got up and opened the door. Omro smiled and bowed, shaking his much wetness off into the doorway before coming in. Mibby returns to the table. He notices that there's only 9 berries left now, and Farson appears to have 2 in his mouth as we speak. 3 strangers sat facing each other.
"Hello, my name is Omro. I'm traveling back to my home in South Field. The rain has driven me here for shelter."
"I'm Mibby. I live a few miles north of here. I've been camping out here since I was a little boy." They shook hands. Omro was shaven, headed like Farson, but he had long, long black oiled ponytail that nearly touched the back of his ankles. He wore a road-stained white robe with spiritual symbols on it. He must be of the Golilo faith.